Now that was the last of the Amar Rav Ravada, Amar Yitzchak statements. Now, it's a new story here, the two dots about eight lines down. We have another story about Hashem, like, looking out what's going on in shul, and checking it out, you know, scoping out who's there and who isn't. It says, Amar Rav Yochanan said, B'shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bal Beis HaKnesses. When Hashem shows up in shul, you recall we said before, in previous Amud, that when it comes to an Asara coming together for a minyan, Hashem, it's a regular place, Hashem comes first. That's what we saw yesterday. So now Hashem's coming to check out the minyan. But if he came first, no one's there. V'lo Matzah Ba Asara, and didn't find the minyan. So now, you know, Shachar 7 a.m, they want to say Kaddish, they can't, because no one's there. Or not all people are there. Miyad Hu Koetz. Immediately Hashem gets angry. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Madu abasi, how come I came? Ve'enish, and the man isn't here. Karasi ve'en ona, I call out, and there's no answer. They must say answer. Maybe it means answer like a davar shibba kedusha, answer kaddish and so on. No one can answer there. So that's the story. Hashem unimpressed. That's bad. But they speak a bit about the ve'enish. Ve'enish is singular. So I think the pasuk, the marshan, so is that it's that tenth man. Like he's the make or break man. Where is that guy? Interesting. Gives a special shivas to the guy comes number 10. But there are some more to learn as a pula that it's if no one's there, then this kitchuk is there. But anyways, either way it is, the point is Hashem's expecting a minion and he gets irritated. Koetz. Okay? Now,